For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's December the 19th, and we're about less than 2 weeks away from Christmas Day, and before you know, it'll be New Year's Day. We're going to talk about First Night Columbia, volunteers are needed, and also about how to keep your pet safe during the holiday, because there's a lot of things around our house that are really not good for pets, even though we enjoy them. Let's start, first of all, with Lisa Rohmiller, City of Columbia. Good to have you here,
Hi,
Lisa.
Paul.
You're with talking about volunteers that are needed for First Night Columbia.
Yes.
How many volunteers do you need?
Well, about 200 volunteers are needed to make First Night happen. We have some on board already, but we need lots more help.
And so you 200 people volunteer throughout the city in all those venues.
Different
to keep
venues,
everything going.
Different positions, yes, to make it happen. And they're in shifts, so it's not like we have 200 different people all at once. Mm-hmm. But we would like to get some more volunteers to come, and the shifts are about 2 hours long.
So how many volunteers do you say you have right now?
Oh, probably half of what we need.
So you got about 100 volunteers.
Yes.
So you're hoping that by the time we're finished with Radio Friends today, you will have 100 more volunteers.
I hope my phone is ringing as soon as,
okay.
as, soon as we're done.
What are you asking the people to do?
Just to give me a call or an email. We'll pick a shift in a venue for
Can
them
they
to work.
Pick whatever venue they want to work?
Yes, as long as there's still an opening at a particular venue. And there are six different places downtown where lots of different entertainment's going to be going on. Mm-hmm. And the volunteers will be helping that happen. They'll be serving as ushers to make sure people are going in the right door and out the right door, making mm-hmm. sure folks have an admission button. If not, they'll direct them to a button sales location. Mm-hmm. Volunteers will also be doing the selling of the admission buttons. Before I forget to mention it, volunteers receive a free admission button for doing their part.
Oh, that's their pay for the night then.
That's right.
That's kind of nice. So after they're done with their two-hour shift, then they're free to go and visit any of the other venues.
Excellent entertainment going on. Just come and put in a couple of hours and then go see the shows. And
I think it's tomorrow we're going to have Jana Kersel on, and she's going to run through all of the entertainment. And then next Friday, we have the Beethoven family going to be on Radio Friends. They're kind of channeling through Suitu Forte, and we got to have some Beethoven music with the Beethoven family, and they'll be appearing at the Missouri Theater.
Yes, I'm excited about it. I wish I could be at every venue all at once during the evening.
Okay, so if people would like to volunteer, you're still looking for 100 people to volunteer,
mm-hmm.
roughly 100 people. They can call you. What's your number?
Call 874-7499.
874-7499. And a bank of operators are standing by right now to take your call.
My voicemail is standing by right now, but I can't wait to talk to everybody. And if email's easier, volunteer@gocolumbiamo.com. Just give me an idea whether you want to work early, late, what have you, and we'll find something fun.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention?
Just looking forward to it.
Right. Well, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Paul. Thank you.
It's been good working with you this past year, and I hope the relationship continues through 2012.
Me too. We've had a lot of great festivals.
Yeah.
See success due to coming to visit you. So.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. All right. Happy New Year to you, Lisa. Now I turn to my friend, Dr. C.B. Chastain from the University of Missouri Veterinary Teaching Hospital. It's a pleasure to have you here, C.B. And this is a time of the year when we have to be a little extra cautious with our pets in the house because it's the holiday time, and there are things in the house that normally aren't there throughout the rest of the year, right? Number one, what is the number one hazard during the holiday season for dogs and cats?
Well, you mean frequency or threat to life?
Threat to life inside the house during the holiday season.
I would probably worry most about electrical cords and Christmas ornaments on the tree.
Okay, because if they pull down a Christmas ornament, break it, and start chewing on it, they're going to ingest that broken glass.
Right, or the little hooks, the metal hooks that they're hung by.
And yes.
The tinsel, which can act as a saw. If they ingest it, it'll saw through the intestine.
What would happen if you, or what should you do if you discover that one of your pets has ingested one of the hooks from the ornaments or a piece of glass from the ornament?
Well, you want to take them to your veterinarian as soon as possible. They might be able to remove it through the mouth with an endoscope, or they might have to do surgery through the abdomen. But the best thing is to prevent it.
Right. That's a little hard to do if you got ornaments up.
Well,
put a great big high fence around the tree.
Well, that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is to hang only wooden ornaments in the lower third of the tree that are less likely to hurt them, and not use the metal hangers. Just hang it by string, pieces of string.
Okay.
That would be one way. And also not put any string of lights down on the lower third of the tree. Make sure that the cord to the outlet is blocked in some way, so especially if you have young animals, that they won't bite through the cord.
Yeah.
With cats, you also have to worry about them climbing the tree and knocking the tree over.
Yes, we've been through that. yes, you have to be very careful about that. What about the plants? Like, we've got a poinsettia sitting here on the table. Are poinsettias really poisonous to animals?
Well, a little bit. They will make them throw up, but they're not an endangerment of life, and the toxicity of poinsettias have kind of been overblown. What you really need to worry about more is mistletoe and holly, especially the sap and mistletoe can be very toxic.
What about, now a lot of people have philodendrons, not just at Christmas time, but in their house. Are philodendrons?
Yes, they're kind of like poinsettias. They'll make them throw up pretty well.
But they're not deadly.
They're usually not deadly, no.
Okay. As far as holiday treats that we would have on the table or on the coffee table or on the counter, like chocolate or nuts, those are things that I know with dogs, chocolate can be deadly.
Yeah, there's some foods that we can ingest easily without any problem that will cause serious problem in pets. And one of them is chocolate. They get intoxicated from the caffeine-like material that's in chocolate much easier than people do.
Okay. Is there a website? We're out of time, CB, but is there a website people can go to for more information?
No, but they can call the Veterinary Teaching Hospital at 882-7821.
882-7821 if they want more information
right.
on that. All right, Dr. CB Chastain, thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul.
And I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New
Year. Same
to
you.
Okay. Tomorrow on our show, MU Healthcare, and as we said, we're going to bring you up to date on First Night Columbia. Our show is directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to watch this or listen to this program again, go to KBIA.org, sign up for a free vodcast or podcast. Bye-bye.